The Gemara of Zayin Amar Aleph, the Chiddush of Rabba Bar Rabbuna Amar Rav, regarding a case of Pas She'ivsha. You have Pas, which is somewhat moldy. We'll see the details of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the following Chiddush. Kevin Sharavsa Matza Muteres. But Holchenach HaRov, we're not sure that whether this is somewhat old, this is Chametz, whether it's relatively new, this is Matzah. You have a right to go in to follow the Rov itself. The Gemara raises the following kasha, further chiddush. Why does one have to argue that indeed there's a rov? What about the principle of nezel, basar, basra? If you have two options, one which is distant, one which is remote, and one which is more timely, more immediate, in this particular case, to say, for example, that this is chametz, it means, you know, it's chametz from a week ago, beyond that. To say that it's matzah, that's current, that's current. That's what's found in my home right here and now. And therefore, the Gemara says that even aside from any consideration of rov, that nezel basar basra, the impression you get from the Gemara is that basra is even adif merov, that therefore, if we can use that as a determination, that should confirm indeed is considered to be matzah. The Gemara answers that no, ifusha mochiach ilavei, that look at it, it's decayed. It's obviously old. No? If obviously old, how can you argue that nezel basar basra? So the Gemara says that, what do you mean, if it's obviously old, so therefore, what did the Gemara suggest before? That rosa matzah muteres, that holchenach harov. If it's clear that you look at it and you see that this is something that is old, and it's chametz, you're going to argue that no, that most of the things that are found in that location are considered to be chametz, and therefore it is muter. Oh, so Rabbi says the following. It means that rovu yamei matzah ilavei. It means we're well into the Yontif of Pesach. We'll see the Rabbeinu Chananel soon. But we're well into the Yontif of Pesach. Days indeed have passed. And therefore, the fact that there is somewhat mold on this object, that's not necessarily an indicator that it is obviously chametz. The Gemara says, if that's true, if we're talking about Ravu Yemei Matzah, so then Pshita is considered a matzah. No, Rashi points out, look, you did a bedika, you have a Chezkas Baduk, and all of a sudden we're well into Pesach, and you find something which is there. And there, why in the world should you think that that's considered to be chametz? Isn't it obvious it's considered a matzah? Oh, the Gemara answers the following. Yifusha maruba. It's very moldy. It's very moldy. That excess mold flips us back that indeed is an indicator that apparently that this is considered to be chametz. So how can we argue that that's not true? Oh, so the Gemara says this is exactly the Chiddush of Rav. That since Rav Hu Yimei Matzah, we're well into Pesach. Oh, Sir Rabbeinu Chananel, this is Va'achra Pesach, no? Oh, okay, we'll have to talk about that. But we're well into Pesach. Or maybe it's already Pesach is indeed over. And therefore, we can account for the fact that there is excessive mold. Because Nama Chamima Shavu Ilavei, and va'av shefei, that you know what? It's very common. It's not like we do. We don't usually bake these things on Pesach, baking matzahs. No, but they used to bake matzah on Pesach. And when you go ahead and put the freshly baked item next to something else, it is going to accelerate the process of it decaying, of it molding. So therefore, it is not at all surprising that it is mold, and nonetheless, we'll consider this to be matzah and not chametz. Okay, that's the sukkah. So apparently you see from the Gemara Chidushin that number one, that mi'ikar hadin, azlina basarov, no? Azlina basarov. The Gemara says, you know what, we're not sure. Is this chametz or is this matzah? The answer is that holchin acharov. Oh, the only question the Gemara raises is the following, but what do you mean? If it's self-evident that this is chametz or this is matzah, that shouldn't apply. Enochinami. But min hastam, the Gemara says the following, that, and azlinan basar basra, that bin hastam, if it wasn't for the degree of mold, we would say as follows, that you know what, to say that it's matzah, we can explain that currently. To say that it's chametz means, oh, we have to talk about what happened a week ago. So you know what? Nezel basar basra. So typically, when it comes to chametz and Pesach HaChidosh, we have a right to follow Rov, we have a right to follow cases of Basra, Minastam, it sounds to the Gemara that Basra is even Adif Mirov. The Gemara says, what do you have to get involved with Rov for? Isn't it obvious that Azina Basra Basra, and that indeed should carry the day? So how simple is this, that Rov and Basra should apply to our question of whether indeed this is or is not Chametz B'Pesach? So simply as follows. Number one, what exactly is it that we're talking about? This case of Pashe Ifsha. What exactly is Pashe Ifsha? Because this is a sugya. Later in Pesachim, Adaf, Emei Mabeis. I'll raise another question. Chametz B'Pesach, is that called the Dover Sheish Lamatim? Is that called the Dover Sheish Lamatim? Because when you look in the sugya, for example, in Beitz and Daf Gimel, there the Gemara tells us the following. You know what? You have a Beitz Shenolda, a hen lays an egg. Clearly, if this egg was laid, right, on Yantiv, that is Muktzah. That's the opening Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah. No? A Beitz Shenolda, right? Beishamai, oh, Beisilo Shita, the Lo Seachel. It's something which is Asr. Right? Nola. What happens, for example, if you have a case of Safek or you have a case of Taruvos? That's the Gemara Beitz and Daf Gimel Mabeis. Let's assume, for example, Poshev Shah. We'll have to see the Rishonim will modify. Poshev Shah, you walk into the coop and you see that there's an egg that's staring you in the face. Yeah? If this egg was there from before Yantiv, wonderful, no? But if that's not true, if it was a Beitz Shnol to be Yantiv, the Beitz is Asura. So you know what? I have a Safek. Was it later now? Was it later before? You know what I would have said? This is what the Gemara asks in Beitz and Daf Gimel is that this issue of Muktzah is an Isser Drabanan. This is a Din D'Oraisa. This is only a Din D'Rabanan. And therefore you have a Safek. So, Sveika Drabanan Nakula. Sveika Drabanan Nakula. Or the Gemara quotes the Brayis that says the following. Imnis Arva. Let's assume, for example, you have a Beitz Shenolda. Let's assume Pashup Shah. I know it's a Beitz Shenolda. And therefore it's Muktzah. But guess what? One of the workers took that egg and threw it into the basket. Okay, you know what? So it's Batel. It's Batel, no? No. The Gemara says, Imnis Arva Kulan Asuros. Kulan Asuros. So, Mufurish in Gemara, that Safek is Asah. And Nis Arva is Asur. Both of those cases. It's not so clear, that's already Tosos Zion. What happens if it's a Safek Shenis Arva? What happens if it was a Safek that got thrown into the basket? Ooh, maybe that already is a Sveik Sveika. Not so clear. But clear from the Braisa that Sveika Asura, Imnis Arva Asura. The Gemara's bothered. Why in the world? You're dealing with Nisid Rabbana? And Nis Arva, what happened to the concept of Bito? So you know what the Gemara answers? That no, there's something unusual here. Here we're dealing with a Dover Sheyesh Lamatir. A Dover Sheyesh Lamatir. Wow. You know what? So this is an Isser which is here today. Nola, Muktzah, but it's gone tomorrow. It's gone tomorrow. So the Gemara just simply tells you patience. Now, don't rush today. Just wait. Wait till tomorrow. The whole issue will be resolved. It's no longer going to be Muktzah. So you see two Chidushim from the Gemara. And that is that even though you're only dealing with the Nisid Rabbana, Sveik Asura. And number two, even though you should apply the principle of Bittul, you apply Bittul to Dinim D'Araisa. No. But if it's a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Afilu Be'elef L'Bata. So there is no Bittul in Sveik Asura. Those are the two Dinim that the Gemara has of a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. And what is the Dover Sheish L'Matirin? That after all, why bother today? Just wait. And that's it. Good. Rashi says a simple svara. We'll have to discuss this. But Rashi writes the svara. Beitza daf gimel beis. Ad shetoch lenor beisr toch lenor behetim. What do you have to eat it today based on the kula of safek, a kula of bittel? You can consume it beheter gamor. So therefore, just wait a few hours. Yantif will be over. And therefore, the whole issue indeed will resolve itself. Well, so I'll ask you the following question. That Gemara is about the Beitz Shenolda. What about Chametz HaPesach? Does that have the status of a Dover Sheish L'Matirin? I understand the Chametz is Asur on Pesach. But you know what? This is an Isur Zman. This applies right here and now. Pesach is over. Pesach is over. Guess what? So therefore, there isn't going to be any issur. So isn't this a davar sheish lamatir? In which case, I know that a safek is asur. I know that there's no bittul. Okay. Does that apply here to chametz pesach? Is chametz pesach a davar sheish lamatir? Okay. If it's not, okay. If it is, I'll raise the following question. If it really is a darshei shlamatir, and the svara is that, you know what, so be patient, so can't I argue that just like safek is asur, and just like there is no bittul, maybe I should argue the following, that ein holchen achar rov, don't be machria based on a rov. And therefore, look, you're stuck, no? You have a permanent iser, and there's a rov, and there's a miyot, it's a hochanacha harov. But the same svara that applies to the cases of bittul, to the cases of safek, can't that apply to a case of rov? And yet, our Gemara says, no? When it comes to a case of here, chametz pesach pashivsha, I'm not sure whether it's A, I'm not sure whether it's B, the Gemara assumes as a darah poshut, that hochanacha harov, or nasal basra basra, as opposed to just saying, just be patient, just wait, and don't do anything. So I guess you have to see from our Gemara a couple of possibilities, that maybe chametz pesach is not a davar sheish lamatir, for whatever reason. Maybe it's not a davar sheish lamatir. And that's what the Gemara says, hochan acharav. Or maybe one is forced to assume, you know what, it is a davar sheish lamatirin, but in a davar sheish lamatirin, hochan acharav. And that's why the Gemara says that Rav Samatza Muteres. But that would be a great chiddush then to assume that despite the fact something is a davar sheish lamatirin, that bittul doesn't apply and safek liku doesn't apply, but maybe that's not true of Rav. Nonetheless, hochanach harav and eisal basar basar. So I would, again, throw out those questions. What exactly is the case of Pashivsha? And number two, is chametz of Pesach considered to be a davar sheish lamatirin? And number three, e azlinan basa ruba bedavar sheish lamatirin? No? Three different areas we have to explore. What exactly is pashevsha? What is this? So this is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbit. We discussed this at the very beginning, right, of the year. Also, sugya in Beitza, Mishnah Daf Beis, Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah Daf Beis tells us the following, that Beis Shammai tells you a chiddush, there's a difference between chametz as opposed to se'or. Se'or, right? Well, let's roughly call that sourdough. It means something that has the capacity to cause chimutz. It has such strong properties of chametz. It can cause other things to become chametz. Beis Shammai says the following, Sa'or is because ayis. Chametz is because eves, a larger shear. And Beis Hillel disagrees, ash l'chumra, that no, zeb is because ayis. What exactly is this machlokes? Okay. The sugya beis, the davzayin mud beis. The Gemara says right off the bat, very important, that when it comes to achila, there's no machlokas whatsoever, no? You're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat sor, and achila b'chala tarakula is a kazayis. No one disagrees with that. Achila b'chala tarakula, whether it's nisra achila, whether it's a mitzvah achila, that is b'kazayis. So what, well, Beis Shammai says that's not true. Chametz is b'koseves. No, they're not talking about achila, they're talking about bal yiron, bayim matzeh. Wow. What is the shear of Bayrav Bayimatzeh? So you see, according to Beis Shammai, fascinating chiddush, that the shear of Bayrav Bayimatzeh of chametz of Pesach is a koseves. In other words, the shear is larger than this achila. Now, when we spoke about the relationship between Bayrav Bayimatzeh and achila, this is very important. The shita Beis Shammai that says the shear is not the same. The shear achila in your chayiv karis is a kazayis. But the shear for Bayrav Bayimatzeh of chametz is a larger shear. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says that's not true. Zev is zev kazayis. In other words, whatever is the shear of achila, that is the shear of Bayrav Bayimatzeh. There is no disparity. There is no discrepancy at all. Why does Beis Shammai assume that there's a difference? that Sa'or is b'kazayis and chametz is b'koseves, Eshamai simply says the following, Lich tov rachmano chametz. Let the Torah tell me that, you know what, you can't possess chametz. And v'lo b'ay Sa'or, you don't need a pasuk to say that Sa'or is forbidden, b'ayram b'ayimatsi. Chametz is ein chametz o kasha. Chametz has, right, less properties of chimutz. And nonetheless, there's an Isra by Rabbi Matzeh. Sa'or, that has an overpowering ability of chametz, in such a case, well, of course, there's an Isra by Rabbi Matzeh. So why does the Torah have to say chametz? Why does the Torah have to say sa'or? Usve Shameh says an incredible chiddush to tell you, lo shiro shel zeh, shiro shel zeh. It has to mention both because they're different shiurim. Sa'or is because ayis, chametz is because eves. Well, okay. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says that no, both are a kazayis. So if that really is true, why is it necessary to mention both? Why do you have to mention sa'or if you already have chametz? You know what the answer is? There's a trichasa. Each one has unique characteristic. Each one has unique characteristic. It's true. In terms of the potency of chimutz, chametz fails. Chametz is ein chimutz akasha, sa'or is chimutz akasha. But there's a flip side. Chametz is royal achila. Sa'or is not royal achila. See, each one has its nad l'chumra, so to speak, and its nad l'kula. The potential of sa'or is greater, but as is, it's not something which is royal achila. Chametz, it's true, it cannot be machmitz acherim, but it's something which is royal achila. So therefore, each one has to be mentioned, but shiro shel zeh, both are considered to be ekazayis. Well, so really, the Gemara points out that, you know, sometimes you can be chayir for bayram by matzeh, even for that which is not royal achila. Even for that which is not royal achila. Well, okay. And that's the Gemara. Psachim adaf men heim adbeiz. Oh, the Gemara says, pas shivsha. You have pas, but it's all spoiled, it's decay, it's moldy. Chayim v'vayim. Still, you have to engage in beer. You can't just simply say, this is not rei l'achila, and don't worry about it. Wow, that's pas shivsha. The model is beitz adav zayin, that you know what, that even if something is not rei l'achila, there still is Valyaram by Matzeh. And why exactly is that true? That's where the Gemara spells out. Psachim daf mem beis, yachal lechameya tama isos acheros. Because many items, even if it's spoiled and it's not brei l'achila, but it has the capacity to cause chimutz. And for that, you're considered to be chayim. Okay. Well, so you take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. Perek Aleph. Halacha beis. That's what the Ram discusses. You should know. Chametz is aser b'achila. Good. Chametz is aser b'hana. Ooh, how do you know chametz is aser b'hana? Lo yeachel chametz. Wow, the Rambam quotes Chizkia, not Rabbi Avohu. That's a tzarachim gadol, because the Ram passes like Rabbi Avohu. No? Okay, not for us now. But the Ram says chametz is aser b'achila. It's aser b'hana, yeachel chametz. Okay. You're not allowed to possess chametz. There's Nisr Bayera, there's Nisr Bayamatzeh. Okay, good, so good. And the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam just signs off. The Isr HaChametz and the Isr HaShor Shabo Machnitzin and the Isr of Chametz and the Isr of Sa'or, which causes Chimutz, Echadu. They're exactly the same. Achila, Hana, Bayera, Bayamatzeh. They're identical. There's no difference between chametz as opposed to sa'or. You know, sure, there was a tzrichas. I could have said that. At the end of the day, though, they're identical. Asr b'achila, asr b'hana, ba'yira, ba'yimatsa. The ravid is masi. No, they're identical. But chametz and sa'or is identical. Oh, so the ravid writes, Amar Avram, dafka l'shirehen. They're not identical. Identical. Asugin beitzah, dav zayin. The shear for Bayram by Matzah is the same. We paskin like Beisil against Beishamai. That echad zeh because I. The shear is the same. But they're identical. They're certainly not identical. What's an afgamina? Between chametz as opposed to a case of sa'or? Oh, so the rabbi writes the following. If you have chametz, which is nifso me'achilas kelev, ooh, that's a chiddush. You have chametz, which is nifso me'achilas kelev, ein zakuk levar. You have chametz, and it is so moldy. There's such decay that it's nifso me'achilas kelev, ein zakuk levar. You don't have to worry about it. But sa'or, not true. Even if it's mamish nifso me'achilas kelev, nifso me'achilas kelev, still chayiv levar. Why chayiv levar? Because yachol lechamea isos acheros. Right, you're going to tell me, why do I have to get rid of this? No one's going to touch this. Even an animal is not going to eat this. You know what the answer is? Oh, Beitzet of Zion. Yeah, but it still has properties of chametz that can cause chimus. And therefore, the rabbi writes, there's a huge difference in chametz and sa'ar. In chametz, if it's nifso me'achilas kelev, right? There's no bayir on by matzeh. If something is yachol chamei isos acheros, in such a case, even if it's nifso me'achilas kelev, that certainly is not true. Wow! So that's a kiddush the rabbi shita, that there is a fundamental difference between chametz as opposed to cases of sa'ar, and the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam disagrees. Wow. You know what the Kiddush is according to the Ravid Shita? The Svara of the Gemara, Memheima Beis, Yachal Lachame Itzos Acheros means even if something is junk. No? It's Nifsa Machilas Keleb. You still have to be concerned if it's Raya Lachame Itzos Acheros. Okay. And what about if it's not Reva Chametza Sacheros? Chametz? So if it is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, then you don't have to worry about it. That's interesting. And if it's not Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, but it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, you have to worry about it. Even though it's not Reva Chametza Sacheros. No? That's Mufurshin Ravid. If it's Yachal Chamisa Sacheros, even if it's Nisma Achelas Kelev. And if it's not Reil Chamisa Sacheros, you know what? So once it's Nifsa Me'achilas Kelev, you don't have to worry about it. And what's Mufurish in Ravid? If it's Nifsa Me'achilas Adam, but any Yachal Chamisa Sacheros, Bayram Bayamansa. That's against the Ram. That's against the Ram. Because the Ram and Daf Yud Gimel Umabeis raises the following unusual question. Well, the Ran writes, Ramas Tan Rabbanan the following. Well, wait a second. You have chametz that's not Royal Achilas Adam. Why in the world is there Bayram Bay Matzeh? Why is there Bayram Bay Matzeh in Pashi Ivsha, which is not Royal Achilas Adam? Why in the world? You have to be concerned about that. After all, and this is like the Ran's punchline, Nevela she'ena ru'uya leger lo shma nevela. Wow, no? V'chol ha'Torah kula. If something is not ra'il achila, there's no isur achila. You have nevela, you have a treifa. What does the Torah tell us? La'kelev tashlich anosa. Feed it to the animal. If it's something which is not, right? Or the ger shebi sharatet and avachala, give it to the ger, right? Give it to the ger tosha. So the Gemara has a drasha. Nevela shein roi la ger lo shmei nevela. If something is nifso me'achilas adam, it's nifso me'achilas adam. So finished. So why is it? That's the Ran's kasha. Why is it that chametz, which is nifso me'achilas adam, you have to worry about Bayram Bay Matzeh. And when it comes, for example, to Nevela, that's in the Ger, Lo Shma Nevela. Wow, what's the difference? That's the Ran's kasha. What's the difference? Oh, so you know what the Ran answers? Because even though the Chametz is Nifso Me'achilas Adam, Rayu L'chame Yiso Sacheres. Sachim Daf Memhei. Wow, that's Mufush against the Ravid, no? The Ram is bothered why is there Bahiram by Matzah if something is Nifsamei Achilas Adam? The answer is, Rei Lachem Isa Sacheres. You know what the rabbi would say? Absolutely not. Absolutely. If something is Rei Lachem Isa Sacheres, you're chayiv even if it's Nifsamei Achilas Kelev. If something is not Rei Lachilas Adam, you're still chayiv for Bahiram by Matzah. You're still chayiv for Bahiram by Matzah. What about the Ran's Kasha? It's in Rei Lager. What kind of kasha is that? Ein Rei Lager is when you're dealing with an Isra Achila, so if it's Ein Rei Lachila, you're good to go. No? Nevela is an Isra Achila. There's no Bayram by Matzah. Nevela is an Isra Achila. So if it's not Rei Lachila, there's an Isra Nevela. We're not talking about an Isra Achila here. We're talking about Bayram by Matzah. Bayram by Matzah should mean Bechefts is considered to be Chametz. If it's Raya Lebehema, that means the Cheftz is considered to be Chametz. So in such a case, that's the answer, no? You're asking me, how can it be that you're Chayiv for Pashi Yivsha? If it's not Raya L'Achila Sadam, you know what the answer should be? We're not talking about Achila. We're talking about Rabbi Matzah. Nevela, which is an Isra Achila, that's the Raya L'Achila. Here, when we're talking about possession of anything that has the property of Chametz, if it's Raya L'Achilas Kelev, it has the property of Chametz. For example, when it comes to certain dinim in Tumas Ochlin, if it's Raya L'Achilas Behema, it's called Ochel. It's called Chametz. And guess what? So, you can't possess it. You can't possess it. Wow. So the rabbi would say, oh, kasha, it's not a kasha whatsoever. You know what the rabbi would say? The teretz is not right. Because if the teretz is Raya L'Achamiso Sacheros, then you're chayiv even if it's nifsam achilas kelev. Chametz that you're chayiv if it's nifsam achilas adam is even if it's not rei lachami yisus acheres. Now, that's a pretty fundamental machlokes between the Ran and the Ravid. Between the Ran and the Rambam and the Ravid. So what's driving that machlokes? Oh, that we saw earlier. That's where Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes, Nachiezer, Mechela Gimel, in Simen Hei. No, Osios Beis, Osios Gimel. What's the relationship between Bayram by Matzah and Achila? What's the relationship between Bayram by Matzah and Achila? You know where the Ran is coming from? Sachim and Daf Yud Gimel. What is true of Achila is true of Bayram by Matzah. So if you see from the Veil Hashem Royal Ager, there's something that is not Royal La Achila, there is no Isser Achila. Why would there be an Isser of Bayram by Matzah? Oh, that's exactly the Shita saying. Because the Ran, and the Aleph Manaf and the Arif, explained that Bayram by Matzah is a Siyag Ato Achila. That's great. If Bayram by Matzah is a Siyag Ato Achila, makes perfect sense to assume you have to start with an Isser Achila. That's exactly the Ran's Kashan of Yud Gimel. So if it's something that's not Rayal Achila, therefore there's no Isser Achila, why would there be an Isra Bayram by Matzah? So the Ran has to come on to the Teretz that it's not Raya L'Achila, but it has the potential of Chamiso Sacheros. And therefore, you know what? By having it, you risk the Isra Achila. Wow, that's the Ran L'Shita say. You know, and that fits in very well with the Rambam. Let's go back to the earlier Shiurim. We have many Rayas according to the Rambam. That the Rambam agrees with this Ran that Bayram by Matzah is a function of this Rachila. And what is the Ravid Shita? The Ravid Shita is, what in the world do you mean? Now, Bayram Matzah is a standalone Isser, independent of Achila. The fact that something is not Rayal Achila, but if it has the properties of Chametz, you're Chayiv for Bayram Matzah. If it's Nifsam Achilas Kelev, it doesn't have the property of Chametz. So for that, you have to come on to Rayal Achamitza Sacheros. But otherwise, absolutely not. Ooh, so that then, l'shitase, the Ran and the Rambam who associate by Rabbi Matzah with the Isser Achila are bothered that how can it be chayiv for Bayram by Matzah something that's not Rayal Achila? The answer is Rayal Achamea Isser Sacheros. And the Shita derived it is, if it's only Nifsam Achila Sagam, you don't have to come on to that. That svar is necessary only in a case where it is Nifsam Achilas Kelev. That's pretty important. Now, when regarding Pashe Ifsha, is there an Isra of Bayram by Matzah? And what is the role of Yachol Chamea Isos Acheros? Is that Sfar necessary only when it's Nifsum Achilas Kelev, the Ravid? Or it's even necessary, the Ran of the Rambam, when it comes to something which is Nifsum, Miachilas Adam? That's pretty heavy, no? And that's the broader issue, the relationship between Bayra Maimatse and the Isser, and the Isser Achila. Okay? So that's the Hagdara of that Sugya, Pas Yivsha, the very fundamental Machlokis. Now, our Gemara tells us the following, that when you have Pashivsha, and, there's a concern of Bayram by Matzei, you know what? Olchin achar haro. Olchin achar haro. Pashivsha, chametz is a darashesh tamatirin. Chametz is a darashesh tamatirin. This sir is here today, but guess what? Not next week. Next week, this sir indeed is gone. This sir is gone. So if indeed that's true, Mefurish in Rambam, that Chametz HaPesach is a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, so if that really is true, how can the Gemara suggest that Azlinan Basaruba? How can the Gemara even make that suggestion? Make that suggestion. How in the world is that possible? I guess that maybe not Chinami, that even when it comes to a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, a Chametz HaPesach, because as mentioned, the Rambam is Mefurish, that Rambam is Nochas Machalos Asuros, and Perikis Vav Halachates, the Rambam is Mefurish, that Chametz Pesach is a Dover Sheish Lamatir. And therefore, there's no Bitu. That's why Chametz is Aser B'mashu, the Rambam writes, because that's a Dover Sheish Lamatir. That's not unique to Chametz, that's part of the broader Hagdara of a Dover Sheish Lamatir. But our Gemara says, so I guess you have to assume that, you know what? Okay, I guess. Now that in Dover Sheish Shematir, is that true? So I want you to see that run, Nusachas Beitza, Dapte Zayim Ralph and Dap Yarif, Dramaskil, Tan Rabbanon, where the run, Tosus and Beitza and Dav Zayim and Beitza, writes, Enochinami, that's true. When do I say that when it comes to a Darashesh Lamatirin, Afilu Be'elef Lobata? When do I say that that's true? That's referring to a case, Shenis Arev Isser Beheter, Shenis Chazek Sheish Kan Isser. It's talking about Vada Isser. In other words, you have an absolute Beitza Shenolda, and that became intermingled. That became intermingled. So therefore, it's Vadai, it's a question of Bittul, and a Dover Sheish Matirin is not subject to Bittul. But let's assume the following. Let's assume that the Beitza that was thrown into the pile itself is considered to be a Safek. Maybe after all, the rove, that it's not a Beitza Shenolda, and a meal that it's a Beitza Shenolda, the Rambam writes Mefurish, Holchanach Aharo. Even though it's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, there's no Bittul, but Holchanach Aharo. So min hastam, if there is an egg that became intermingled with something else, we assume that that egg, because Holchanach Aharo is Shel Heter, and everything is fine. The only time we say Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel is if it's a Beitza Shenolda Vadai. But otherwise, Holchanach Aharo. And the Chiddush Mefurish that the Ran writes, that even though something is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, we'll have to see why, Holchanach Aharo. And the Ran writes his punchline. And therefore, mutter likach min hanachrin biyantif, beitzim otorim. That you know what? You can get these things on yantif from a non-Jew. You can get this from a non-Jew. You don't have to be choshesh that, you know what? That maybe this egg that the non-Jew is providing you with was laid today. You don't have to be choshesh. You don't have to be choshesh that, you know what? Maybe the animal that the Nachri is supplying you with anyanta, shkitas nefesh al panefesh. So a guy goes in and supplies you with a live animal. Maybe this live animal was not born today. No, I see, this is an older animal. Maybe it was caught today. It was caught today. Sheminit sodo biyantiv. That's a Mishnah, no, and Davchav Gimel. Ein sodin. You're not allowed to catch anyantiv. That's not called malachas ochan nefesh. So a guy goes in and provides you with an animal with eggs. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to be concerned that, you know what? Maybe it's a Beit HaShanova. You don't have to be concerned that maybe, you know, this bird was captured today, and therefore the bird is mukza, and the egg is mukza, because Helchinach HaRov. And the Rov dictates that min hastam, the animal is not caught today, and min hastam, the base was not laid today. And therefore, that's absolutely fine. Wow. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. Despite the fact that it's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, Hochanach HaRov, is there any raya to this Chiddush of the Ran? Maybe I'll tell you, yeah, Psachim Dazayin. Because here we're dealing with Chametz versus Matzah, and the Gemara says that Hochanach HaRov, Nezel Basa Basra, and the Rambam's Mefurish, this is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Wow. Enachinami, this is the Shita of the Ran. But guess what? Not everyone agrees at all. If Safek is Aser, and there's no Bittul, Mefurish, Beit Zedav Gimel, so why would we assume the Hochanach HaRov? That the same reason that we don't assume Bittul, because Ad She'Tochlenu Bittul Tochlenu Behetter, what do you have to rely on? A mechanism, a device, a kunz, a cloud, today. Just wait till tomorrow, everything resolves itself. Can't I argue that that's not only true when it comes to Bittul and Safek, that's true when it comes to Rov? That's what and Ein Hochinami. The Rashba writes that Ein Hochanach HaRov. The Rashba has a separate sefer, a separate chibur called Avodas HaKodesh. There in the Dine Mukzah and Simen Dalet, the Rashba writes that Adavar Sheish Lamatirin Ein Hochanach HaRov. And Ein Hochinami that Ein Lokin Min Anachri. If an Anachri shows up with an egg, and we really are not sure whether this is a Beit HaShanolda or whether it's not, Ein Hochanach HaRov. We don't assume as the Ran that Min Hastam, that compared to an abundance of eggs, how many were laid today? Compared to an abundance of animals, how many were caught today? Wow. So that's the Tzlach, that's the Noda Bihuda in our sugya, that's the Magen Avram, and Simen Tavkof Yud Gimel, Siv Katin Yud Gimel, that, you know, our Gemara says something here, pretty powerful. And what exactly does it mean? Our Gemara tells us that Hochanach HaRov. Hochanach HaRov. So what do you derive from our Gemara? Oh, so I'll tell you a few possibilities. Possibility number one is the following. Ein Hachinami, Mefurish and Rambam, Chametz HaPesach is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. And you know what? Our Gemara is Rai Mukachas. That Hochanach HaRov. Hochanach HaRov. Wow, that's exactly the Ran. Despite the fact that Dover Sheish Lamatirin, Hochanach HaRov, and that would be true in Mukts as well. Wow. I'll tell you possibly number two, that that's not true. That when it comes to Dover Sheish Lamatirin, Ein Hochanach HaRov, the Shita of the Rashba, Ein Hochanach HaRov. Why in the world should you rely on a Rov? When, just be patient, in a couple of hours, the whole issue is going to resolve itself. Because our Gemara says that when it comes to Chametz Hochanach HaRov, so maybe that's a Raya Mukhachas that Chametz, for whatever reason, we'll have to see, is not called a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Mukzi, yes, but Chametz more. Mukzi, yes, but who says that's true of Chametz? Why should one distinguish between Chametz and Mukzi? Think about it, no? We'll have to talk about that. If it's so clear that Muktzah is Dover Sheish Lamatirin, because what do you have to eat it today to eat it tomorrow? I can't say that about Chametz as well. I can't say about Chametz as well. Okay? Tomorrow, no? I'll tell you another possibility. Ooh, this is what the Tzlach writes. This is what the Tzlach writes in our sugya. The Baal HaMem of our Gemara is Rav. Is Rav. You know what? You fast forward, Chavtesim Abeis. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. You know what that sugya is? Chavtes, Chavtes. What are the isurim of chametz kodem zmano, tov zmano, and lachar zmano? So we discussed that at length, no? Rav Shimon is of the opinion that chametz on Pesach is asur nechayev kares. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. But that's not true of chametz kodem Pesach and chametz shalachar Pesach. Chametz shalachar Pesach, Rav Shimon maintains, is a knas d'rabanan because of the violation of Bar Rabbi Matzei. And guess what? If there's no Bar Rabbi Matzei, there's no knas of chametz shalachar Pesach. Oh, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell my chametz to a guy, and there's no Isra Bar Rabbi Matzei, and the chametz will be mutar l'achar Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, obviously not. Chametz is asur midaraisa on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Chametz is asur midaraisa la'achar Pesach. And of course, chametz is asur midaraisa on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says you have three different sukkim that describe the Isra of chametz. And there are three different zmanim. So chametz is forbidden midaraisa la'achar Pesach. La'achra Pesach. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We don't pass that, Rabbi Yehuda. At least when it comes to Chamesh Lava Pesach. How do we pass the Chametz on Erev Pesach? We pointed out with the Chiddush the Rambam. The Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda, Kodim Zmano, but not La'achar Zmano. Probably one would have thought it's like Hoba Hatalia, but not necessarily. The Rambam splits. The Rambam writes Chametz, Kodim Zmano is a Lav Daraisa, La'achar Chatzos. Chametz Shalach Pesach is only Yisur Rabbanan. And we assume, Rav Rishonim, that no, we pass straight like Rabbi Shimon. After Pesach, Haknas Rabbanan, on Pesach, Chiyuv Kares, Kodem Zmano, that's the Tosas that we saw, no? Kodem Zmano, it's not a lav, but guess what? There is a mitzvah Tashvisu, that's a machlokes. There is a mitzvah Tashvisu, the Tosas says, the top Tosas, Chesh Madeis. If there's a mitzvah of Tashvisu, so therefore clearly that indicates that the Chametz is Nesach. Rabbi Yehuda says it's allowed. Oh, no, it's not allowed, Rav Shimon says. It's a function of the mitzvah of Tashvisu. That's a very heavy machlokes, no? Whether Chametz on Erev Pesach is Aser is allowed, or it's Aser because of the essay of Tashvisu. You remember the Balamor we discussed, no? Anaf Kamina, Sakim Zainam Aleph at the top, right? Then you have to chazen. No? The Balamor was all upset. Why in the world is the Rif quoting Rav, a Makadish Meshe Shoz Lamalo? Because, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So you ready for the snow of the Yehuda? Wasn't it the Balamor on the top of the Zainam Aleph? Remember, no? Guess what? It's Lach. This is also true on the bottom of Dozayin and Adam. That Rav is the Bala Memra. And Rav holds that Chametz La'achra Pesach is a Lav Daraisa. It's a Lav Daraisa. Meaning, Chametz is forbidden during Pesach. And Chametz La'achra Pesach is a Lav Daraisa La'achra Pesach. In other words, Chametz is not a Dereshesh Lamadirin. What do you mean, Asher Tochlan Abisa, Tochlan Abeheta? This Chametz is never Mutter. It's Aser now, and it's Aser Daresh Lachar Abesach. And therefore, Rav maintains that it's a Dereshesh Lamadirin. So Rav says, that's true, Hochanach HaHarov. But I'll tell you the following. But if you're going to disagree, and you're going to argue that there is no Issa Daraisa of Chamesh Lava Pesach, then I would never say Hochanach HaHarov. Well, the Sach writes the following. Ufazeh zachinu lahavin sharif harambam hishmitu sugizu. No? Rif doesn't quote this sugizu. Rav doesn't even quote the sugya. Yeah, this is all assuming that Chametz v'Pesach is something which is eino matirin. Because once the Isser is chal, it's never baka. That would not be true according to the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Not be true of the Chumash Rabbi Shimon. See, we agree that midrabanan Chumash la Pesach is us. But that would be a very great kiddush to assume that what? The Isser drabanan of Chumash la Pesach is a kula. That the Isser drabanan is a kula. The Isser drabanan is a chumrah, no? The Isser drabanan is a kula. What do you mean it's a kula? Oh, fancy. Because Mikra dindaraisa, it's a davar sheish lamatirin, which is not batel, because it's mutter lachra pesach. Now that Rabbi Shimon says there's a knas of chomesh ava pesach, so therefore it's a davar she'ein lamatirin, and now it's batel. And now it's batel. The Isser drabanan is going to allow that which, that's the intent of the knas. The knas is matir. The knas is matir. That was very surprising. So I understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're dealing with nisa darais, but not according to Rabbi Shimon. So maybe I could maintain, you know what, a chiddush, if something is darav sheish lamatirin, in all kanach harod. Wow. And that's exactly the sheet of the Rashba. What do you do with our Gemara? No? So the answer is, but our Gemara, aliva darav, it's not a darav sheish lamatirin. And therefore, now I'll tell you the following possibility, a little bit unclear. You take a look in Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana writes here just a couple of words, but a very, very great Kiddush. No? Rabbeinu Chanana just writes the brief comment. No? What are we talking about in our case of the Gemara? So Rabbeinu Chanana writes the following. No? Pirish achar ha-Pesach. Achar ha-Pesach. Pas she'ifsha, Rabbi Nachmanah writes, no, what Gemaras you have now, and the recent Gemaras, no? They're very convenient for youngsters, no? For old-timers, these Gemaras are very confusing, because no? Surah Sadaf is not the same, no? So you know it's here, and it's not there, no? So, right, the Gemara they maintain. Not every Masechta, no? I'm not sure why. In certain Masechtas, they change the Tzuras Adav of the Gemara, no? I'm not sure why. But the Rif and the Rush and everything else, it's can't find anything anymore, no? But Rabbi Nachmanah here writes, no? So in here, it's the last short line, no? Right? Pirish, Achar HaPesach. Achar HaPesach. What Achar HaPesach? What Achar HaPesach? What exactly does that mean? So I'll tell you, maybe Poshim Shat, and I'll tell you the Lumbus, no? Maybe Poshim Shat is the following. There is a Chazanish that writes, you know what, don't make such a big deal about this Rabbeinu Chanana. You know, Rabbeinu Chanana says, Pirish Lachra Pesach. Pirish Lachra Pesach. Take a look at Chazanish. No? Kuf Chav Sivkat Nalev. You know Rabbeinu Chanana says, Achra Pesach? Because the Gemara says, Hacha Mayaskinan Ravu Yemei Matzah. That's the Gemara, no? You know, you look at it, it's really moldy. It's really moldy, no? So how in the world, if it's really moldy, can you say that this is Matzah? No? It's really moldy. So the Gemara says the following, Ravu Yemei Matzah. What does that mean? You know, we said a general term. They said, we're well into Pesach, no? Not right, that's not right. You're well into, look at the thing, it's covered with mold. You're well into Pesach. Yeah, the Gemara says, because hot matzah, get on top of it, it really hastens the process. No, maybe that's just Poshim Shah, right, no. If the Gemara says, Rav Yemei Matzah, we're not talking about on Pesach. We're talking about La'achara Pesach. La'achara. It's so moldy. This did not happen in a day. Oh, it didn't happen in a week. Oh, so you know what the question is? Now, right, you have this chametz, weeks after Pesach, and you see it's incredibly moldy. Do I have to assume that this was chametz? Maybe that's Poshim Shat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, Pirish Lachar HaPesach, because the Gemara said, Rav, we may matzah. Maybe Poshim Shat, Rav HaMatzah means we're into Pesach. We're well into Pesach. It's not day one, but you know what? It's day seven. And it's possible that even on day seven, there's excess mold because, yeah, that we were baking and it was exposed to the heat, and therefore it accelerated the process. Accelerated the process. Wow. But what do you think about this possibility? The Rambam is mufurish that Chametz Pesach is a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. It's a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Chametz Pesach, Dovr Sheish L'Matir, therefore Chametz is Asher B'mashu. There's no bitter whatsoever. Wait, I'll ask you the following question. You know what? Chametz Pesach is Asher, and a Chametz Sh'avla Pesach is Asher. No? Rabbi Yehuda said that Isaac, and not Rabbi Shimon, no? We pass that scripture. Chametz is asa midaraisa on Pesach, but it's also asa lachra Pesach. Why is that called the Dovr Sheish L'Matir? The Rambam writes it's a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Why is that called the Dovr Sheish L'Matir? It's asa now, and it's asa going forward. So how in the world can the Rambam say that Chametz Pesach is Dovr Sheish L'Matir? You know what the Rambam will probably tell you? It's Aser now, it's Aser going forward. It's Aser now, it's Nisr Karis, no? You eat this Chametz, you're Chayiv Karis. You eat this Chametz L'Achra Pesach, you know, it's a Gzeir of Rabbi Shimon. That's not called the Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Dovr Sheish L'Matir means the same Nisr, no? This or this true of Nevela now is going to be true now and tomorrow and next week and next month. That's a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. This or Karis is Paka. And there's a Gzeira Durabanan of Chametz Shel Pesach. Yeah, that's really called the Dovr Sheish L'Matir. That's called the Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Chametz Pesach is the Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Chametz Pesach is the Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Because there's Nisr Karis now, it is subject to Heter, no? It's a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. And I'll tell you the following problem. That if it's a Dovr Sheish L'Matir, Safik is Aser, and there's no Bittul, and Ein Hol Chanach HaHarov. Ein Hol Chanach HaHarov. So what in the world does our Gemara tell us? That, you know what, that Hochanach HaHarov. What do you mean Hochanach HaHarov? This is a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. No? All right, so we had a few possibilities, no? Either it's not a Dovr Sheish L'Matir, or Hochanach HaHarov. But if you combine, that you know what? That it is a Dovr Sheish L'Matir in the Rambam, and the Rashba that in Hochanach HaHarov, you're kind of stuck here, no? Because our Gemara says, Hochanach HaHarov. No, we have three ways of understanding the Gemara, no? But if you hold like the Rambam, Dovr Sheish L'Matir, you know like the Rashba that in Hochanach HaHarov, so what in the world? Our Gemara says that Chametz Pesach, which there are Dovr Sheish L'Matir, in Hochanach HaHarov. Something's not right. Well, I'll tell you the following Chiddush. Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish, Achar HaPesach. Achar HaPesach. Meaning what? Of course, the Rambam writes Chametz Pesach as a Dovr Sheish L'Matir. Because right here now, there's Nisr Karis. But this Nisr Karis is short-lived. No? This Nisr Karis, a couple days from now, there is no Nisr Karis whatsoever. There's an Isser Drabanan. Okay, I admit. Karis and Nisr Drabanan is Eino Matir. I'll give you a choice. You want Karis and Nisr Drabanan. You're going to tell me, terrible, but Nisr Drabanan. No? Karis. What would you say if I have a suffix l'achar HaPesach? A suffix l'achar HaPesach. Right now there's Nisr Drabanan. This Nisr Drabanan is permanent. This Nisr Drabanan is a permanent Nisr. Nothing's going to be lifted. This Nisr Drabanan of Chametz Shel HaPesach is of course Ein Lo Matir. So guess what? Chametz Shel Achar HaPesach is a davar she'im amatirin. If chametz la'achar pesach is a davar she'im amatirin, guess what? Hochanach aharov. Oh, Rabbi Nachmanan says that realize that our Gemara is talking about this past that was found la'achar pesach. That's not a davar she'im amatirin. Whatever issa there is, that's a permanent issa. So you know what I'm going to tell you? So hochanach aharov. If this would have been chametz v'pesach, I would not say hochanach aharov. Then I would say that this is davar she'im amatirin because this sirkaris is going to fall aside. You still have an issa drabanan. Yeah, but an issa drabanan. Look, I mean, the sirkaris is called davar she'im amatirin. No? The Chum did not create the Isir Drabbanan Chumash LaPesach as a Kula. But LaAchar HaPesach, where Mikar Din Darais, it's Mutter LaGamre, guess what? So there's a Knas of Chumash LaPesach, but it's a Dabar Sheh Eimel Matirin. And it's a Dabar Sheh Eimel Matirin. Vito, Safek LaKula, Hochan Acharo, and Nezal Vosavasa. No? So one could question when this Rabbi Nachmanan says, now think about it, Achar HaPesach, is that just like the Pashup Shat in Gemara? Because if you're talking about an abundance of mold, it's clear that this took days, so we're talking about the wind of Achar HaPesach, or could this be like an incredible undus? That Chametz B'Pesach is the Davar She'ein Matirin, and in Hochan Acharo. Chametz La'achar HaPesach is Davar She'ein Matirin, and therefore, so that's the Chiddush. Rabbi Nachmanan writes, La'achar HaPesach, we have a right to follow Rav. That would not be true on Pesach itself. You're dealing with an Isser Kareis. Be patient. Let the Isser Kareis fall off. And now rely on Rav, because you're dealing with an Isser, which is a Davar She'ein Matir. Okay, we'll have to discuss now tomorrow. I'll give the Ramakomos as the following. Why should Chametz HaPesach be considered or not be a davar she'ishlo matirin? What is that based on? Is chiddush of the Rambam against the Mordechai? And chametz v'pesach is a davar she'ishlo matirin. So far, four biurim now in the Gemara, and two different alternate biurim in the Rabbi Nachmanan. Why does Rabbi Nachmanan say that, you know what, pirish, achar pesach? Okay, so chaz of this, and tomorrow we'll go through with the focus for shadrim and davar she'ishlo matirin.
That last question, how can you ask a question from the combination of the Rosh and the Rama?
I mean, it could be that this is a Raya you can't overlook. You don't know. The first Teretz ones, you don't know the Bay. The second Teretz, you don't know the Bay. But that would mean that you can't possibly overlook. In other words, you can't argue that the Rambam and the Rosh would have to disagree with each other. So, Teretz number one, Teretz number two is Hochan Acharon. That means you can't put these sheets together. Rabbi Nachmanan perhaps can put these sheets together. But we're dealing with commercial Achar HaPesach, which everyone thinks is a Rosh Hashanah Matir.
But it isn't the whole Rosh predicated on our Gemara being
Rosh? Not necessarily. Right. Rosh in general, that in Achar HaPesach, right? What about our Gemara? So one possible Rosh Hashanah Pesach is not a Rosh Hashanah Matir. No, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Matir, it's Achar HaPesach.